Hakel Erev Shabbos, this is Pinchas Gross speaking. We are approaching our second Shabbos in isolation, second Shabbos without our shuls. And last week I heard many reports how people really had a very uplifting and a meaningful Shabbos together at home with their mishpachas. It was truly a very special Shabbos. But as we know, as we approach the second week, it's not as exciting anymore. The Karach of Hergel kicks in, and it's more difficult to make it a meaningful and special Shabbos. But I was thinking to myself today, Chazal tell us that Olmele, Misham and Misal, Shtei Shabbosah, Kil Chasan, Miyad Nigalim, if Klai Yisrael would only keep two Shabbosahs only, Mashiach will come. Why two Shabbosahs? What's wrong with one? You keep one Shabbos perfectly, why is that not good enough? And I think the pshat could be that to keep one Shabbos, to get everyone to do it, as difficult as it is, but we could do it. People can make a sacrifice. People can push themselves 1 week to keep a Shabbos. But that doesn't mean that it's going to last. Doesn't mean that it's everlasting. But if you do it the next week, if again, everyone could pull themselves together and push themselves to keep another Shabbos, that means it's real. That means it has kiyum. And that means it will last forever and bring the geula. So perhaps if we push ourselves the second week and make the Shabbos just as special as last week, even more special, make it meaningful, make it a real Shabbos, a Shabbos of beautiful tefillos, of beautiful seudos, together with our mishpachas. Maybe in that schus will be nigel as well. I want to wish you all a very, very special, happy, meaningful, healthy, and aliyah d'ka Shabbos, a good Shabbos.